somebody that is not doing all that well and pretty much saying goodbye to the top of the table in the 2NURFM tipping comp. So, producer Rob, we've let you out of the caboose again.
Morning, Mark. How are you?
Look, I'm all right. I'm doing a little bit better than you. You've had a week off because the big rep games are on.
Rep games last week, so we didn't have the formal tipping, but back into the NRL action, round 10.
So where am I sitting on that ladder? Please tell me.
You're about 240.
Yeah, where are you?
471.
Okay. Always the way. Let's get into the games. Now, game number one, I'm torn on this, the Bulldogs and the Cowboys.
Yeah, tonight, 8 o'clock. So Bulldogs-Cowboys should be a really cracking game, but big loss for the Cowboys is Jonathan Thurston's out for potentially 3 to 6 weeks. Bulldogs had a really nice win against the Raiders their last game. Cowboys have Lachlan Coote, Jake Caranville coming back. Should be competitive, but I think in the end, it'll be tight for about the first 60 minutes, but in the last quarter, look for the Bulldogs to come home and get the win.
And are the Dragons doing it without Josh Dugan against the Sharks?
Yeah, this should be a really good game. I think it's second versus third, two cracking sides that at the start of the year, people would have thought Sharks would do this easy. Dragons, they've been very impressive, but they're having a couple of injuries at the moment to key players. Gareth Woodup out. Add on top that Josh Dugan. I think that Cronulla's just going to be a little bit too strong.
The Tigers and the Bunnies.
It's a bit of both sides are struggling a little bit at the moment. Rabbitohs very disappointing in their last game. Tigers aren't going too crash hot, but I just think the Tigers have a little bit more attack in them.
And we've got the Panthers. They're taking on the Warriors this week.
Speaking of disappointing teams, both sides were expected to do quite well this year, and they just haven't aimed up so far this season. I think the thing that might get Penrith the win in this one is that the players who played in the representative games last week, they'll take a lot of confidence out of their performances, and the Warriors, with a lot of their New Zealand players who performed so poorly in the test last week, Penrith at home just to get the win, and that might be a springboard to have a bit of a bounce forward heading into the next part of the season.
Okay, fair enough. We all move forward from those last week's disappointing games, and you've got to go with the Storm over the Titans, yeah?
It's in the Suncorp doubleheader, so we've got the Storm Titans and Manly Broncos. Should be a cracking night on Saturday, but it's hard to go past anyone but the Storm. At the moment, you'd be hard-pressed, barring injuries, it's hard-pressed to see Melbourne not making the grand final based on their performances so far this season.
They're my second favourite team, but gee, that's a huge prediction. The other white game, of course, Manly and Broncos?
Yeah, it should be match of the round. Both sides playing really great football. Manly, they've decided to take the game away from Lotterland, bring it up to Suncorp. So technically, it's a Brisbane away game, even though it's at Suncorp Stadium. I think Manly will get this in a really close game, and it could determine, with Jonathan Thurston potentially out for Origin 1, whether Daly Cherry Evans or Anthony Milford gets the Queensland number 6 jersey.
Do you think the Knights can bring it home against Canberra?
I really want to see them do well, and this week marks a year to the day since they were thrashed by Cronulla 62-0 in probably one of the darkest moments for the club in the last couple of years. And performance-wise, they're undoubtedly been better, but if you look solely on results, they're still 1 from 9 where they were last year. So it's a game that I think it's really for the Raiders to determine how the game's going to go. That it's potentially the Raiders could be leading 40-0 at halftime. It's an absolute cakewalk.
Oh,
but Newcastle, the last couple of times they've played the Raiders, they've really aimed up. They had a draw and they went down narrowly in Golden Point. So the Knights, they have the potential, but I just think the Raiders are just too classy.
And the final game, the Roosters, or for those of us over 25, Easts are taking on the Parramatta Eels.
Yeah, Sydney City versus Parramatta. Both sides are playing some really entertaining football at the moment, but I think that the Eels, they've just been really impressive the last couple of weeks. They went up to Townsville, they left it, they were quality all the way through the game, they ended up getting the cash late, and with Bevan French coming back in the side potentially, I think he'll be a late inclusion. That might get Parramatta the win, and they're going really well at the moment.
And that pretty much wraps up the Indigenous round this week in NRL.
Absolutely. Great concept put forward by the NRL. All the teams wearing their Indigenous jerseys. Special shout out to Dane Gagai and Jalen Feeney, who designed the Knights jersey. So if you get a chance, head out to McDonald's Jones Stadium on Sunday. Check out the jersey. It's going to be a cracking game.
We will see how our tips go next weekend. Good luck, mate. You need it.
Oh, thanks, Mark.
To NURFM. That's our producer, Rob. You go back and produce something now.